So I want to talk mostly like journey here from, you know, from the moment you're at St. Xavier and you decide, I can do this, I can play Big Ten football, to the end here. What, walk me through that. I mean, it's got to be worth it, right?
It's almost that surreal. It's a real feeling. I don't know. I just knew I could play at the big level. Transferred here. Just worked my butt off to get where I've been. And then to have the senior season that I had, it was pretty amazing. I think coming into the game, I had like the leading tackle in the Big Ten. And then I thought the sheet said like I had 16 or something tonight. So, I mean, it's just to be able to do that from never getting recruited to play at a big level.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
That's what I'm fascinated by, of like, you know, there are thousands of high school football players out there right now that have that thought. I know I can do this. I know I'm good enough. I'm not getting the offers. Yeah, I'm going D2, but I know I can do this. What would you say to them that are, you know, taking that D3 chance or whatever?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to sound conceited by any means, but I mean, everyone that's an athlete and a competitor thinks they can do it. And I don't want to say don't chase your dreams. You got to chase your dreams. You got to do what you like. You have to do what you set on. But in the end, it doesn't always work out like it works out for me. Coaches and the guys on the team, they say you're a different breed.
That's refreshingly honest. Thank you.
So, I mean, if they have an opportunity to play, I would honestly say, if you love the game, take it. Because, you know, it's very easy that you say you're going to do it, and then you just become a player on the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it is better just to be a big fish in a small pond.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if that's your dream and your heart's set on it, do it.
Yeah.
More power to you.
Yeah.
But don't go in thinking you're going to be an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's so many factors.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time I talked to you when you were sitting out your transfer year and you had to do there were some kids to break, you know, bring through, and on game day, since you're not doing anything, you know, you were one of the players with the kids and this
right.
and that. What is that year like compared to, you know, where you're just like in limbo and, you know,
yeah,
ninth on the depth chart and you know.
That was weird.
Yeah.
That was a weird time.
Yeah.
I've always been a starter. I was always a starter. Being a kid, Pop Warner, high school, I was always the star. And then I went to my NAIA, San Xavier, and I started there. And then all of a sudden, just thrown into a program with the best of the best in the, you know, in the nation. And all of a sudden, you start going back. You're playing in practice every day. You're giving it all. On game day, I'm just sitting there. I'm not even on the sideline.
Right.
The NCAA rules or whatever. But I'm just sitting there with my family watching. I'm looking at the calls and the coverages and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I can't play. And it was a weird time.
Yeah.
But I know it was humbling. And, you know, it was a blessing in disguise because it gave me another opportunity to grow. You know, just take in all the defense, learn it, and then, you know, play two solid years.
Yeah. Well, congrats on making it.
Thank you.
Congrats on fighting and gaining it. And, you know, congrats on leading the Big Ten in tackles.
Thank you.
It's a great season. It's been a pleasure. All right. Thanks, Fed.
Yep.